Well, the new owners of the beleaguered Nant whiskey distillery at Bothwell have begun the process of restoring the Nant brand. Their plans involve a new multi-million dollar distillery. Sally Dacus reports on the plans of Australian whiskey distillers for the Nant brand after problems with a whiskey barrel buyback scheme and receivership for the previous company.
The new CEO of Nant, Chris Malcolm, is steering the distillery at Bothwell back into the black. After finally securing not just the Nant estate, but the brand and the website from former owners in April, the Nant brand was severely damaged when many investors made serious financial losses in Nant's whiskey barrel buyback investment scheme, formerly operated by Nant Barrel Holdings. Back in late August, Tasmanian police announced they've begun a criminal investigation into that scheme, after investor complaints and audits revealed missing and inconsistent stocks of barrels. Well, Australian Whiskey Holdings is honouring the buyback scheme. So far, they've paid back investors $1.4 million, and Chris Malcolm says over the next 3 years, they'll be buying back 3,000 barrels from investors. Chris Malcolm is confident that the brand Nant will recover.
We've very much got to the end of our difficult journey. We've spent 12 months sorting the business out, from originally auditing the business and discovering what was missing from the business. We've now broken the back of most of those challenges, and we're focused on the operations of the company. Having bought back about $1.4 million worth of whiskey that is now mature from barrel investors, we've just started to bottle and sell that product. We have about 3,000 bottles in stock, and that's the beginning of our sales program. We've just got control of the Nant website, and we're starting to promote ourselves on that and also to sell our whiskey over that website.
And you're also making whiskey. What's that process? How long have you been making whiskey and do your own operation?
Well, since we took over, we've been making whiskey, so we never let that drop. We're producing about 8 barrels a week and have done since the day we took over. Focused very much on the quality and maintaining that and improving the quality as we go. So we've got a fair stock holding now of whiskey that we've made ourselves over the last 12 months.
So what's then, let's take a look at the barrel investors. What do you anticipate over the next little while or the next few years as that whiskey matures? That's going to be quite a capital outlay for the company, isn't it?
It certainly is. There are a number of barrels that investors have in our bond stores. We store those for the barrel investors. We monitor that. We manage it for them. And we also have that whiskey insured for the barrel investors. And as it matures, we're buying that back, honouring Keith Batt's original agreement, which is 9.5% compound interest for every year that it matures. And so we've got about 3 years ahead of us of buying back whiskey when it falls mature.
That is quite a capital burden, isn't it?
It certainly is, and thankfully we're a public company and we're always capital raising for that.
As you say, you've only just resumed ownership of the Nant brand, but as you said, there is a history and that's a legacy. So how do you think the public perception will be of Nant going forward, given that it's under new ownership, but there is a legacy?
I think that's going to be a bit of a challenge in the short term. There has been a lot of negative publicity about Nant. However, I always remind people that that's associated with the former owner, not the current publicly listed company that we represent. So once people understand that and the noise dies down, it comes back to the focus on the quality of our whiskey, which is exceptional, and people are back again buying it across the website and from the cellar door.
You're tuned to The Country Hour. We're talking with Chris Malcolm, who's the CEO of Nant, owned by Australian Whiskey Holdings. What do you see for the future? You've said it's a publicly listed company, you're raising capital. You've got some big plans.
We certainly have. The first one is to continue buying back whisky from barrel investors, and to ensure that's done in a speedy as possible manner as the whisky becomes mature. We also want to increase production in the existing distillery. It's probably $500,000 commitment to the town of Bothwells to get that up and running. And after that, we intend to build a second distillery. We do have the stills for that, and we do have all the equipment for that. So again, another $3 million capital investment for that. So those are some of the projects that we have. And of course, we're also training our young distillers who are all starting to do the international distilling and brewers course. So we're upskilling our people so that they are ready for the future.
You've taken the stance under your new under the new bottles that you've started. You've got a label which is really giving a lot of detail about the whisky, when it was bottled, what cask it was in, which bond store it was in, but you're also keeping labels which were the original labels with the signature of Keith Batt. Why keep that heritage when you could have had a new label?
That's a great question, and I know that a few of the barrel investors are sensitive about having the previous owner's signature on the labels. However, once the noise dies down, this is going to become part of Australian whisky folklore. And as such, these last run-out bottles will become collector's items. And I'm sure that they will increase in value. Once they are run out, we will then introduce the new Australian Whisky Holdings label. And that is full of detail about the whisky, as you've said, right down to who filled the barrel and who the distiller was.
Was it a hard decision to make, though, when clearly you're trying to set a new image for Nant?
Yes, tough decision. But given the history and the provenance of Nant, we thought it was worth giving investors an opportunity to acquire part of that folklore before it changes.
It's not long that you've actually officially owned Nant Australian Whisky Holdings. How long do you think it's going to take for those barrel investors that have been burnt to reconcile and to win back support for Nant, do you think?
Well, I think that that's not an easy process, and really it falls into two categories. Those barrel investors that have not had barrels filled or have had whisky decanted and taken from them, that's going to be a very, very raw feeling, and that will last for some time. And there really is no way of fixing that for them. That whisky is gone. The rest of the barrel investors will be paid out over the next 3 years as their whisky becomes mature. So those people have got a good future and they will see their investment recognised.
As a publicly listed company, are you confident that you'll get the capital raising that you want to do?
Yes, we've had a number of investors already come in that have seen what we're doing and have recognised that we have put our foot on some remarkable brands in Australia, and we are the only public company doing that. So significant investors have already come in with us, and we will go to a capital raising early in 2018.
So can you name some significant investors?
I'd rather not.
So what is the ethos, you think, of Australian Whisky Holdings? Because it is a unique, as you say, it's got interests in four Tasmanian gin and whisky businesses.
We want to invest in Australian whisky and in Australian spirits. So we're looking for other investments along the way, and we're probably talking at the moment to two or three other distilleries about investments into those distilleries. The whisky industry in Australia is a craft industry, owner-operators, and so they don't have a lot of management skill, they don't have a lot of access to capital, and they don't have a good access to distribution around the world. So in a publicly listed company, we believe that we can bring that to those craft distillers.
CEO of Nant, Chris Malcolm, talking to our reporter Sally Dacus about the plans for the Nant distillery at Bothwell.